Today, President Trump orders all funding to the World Health Organization to be halted immediately over the coronavirus scandal. Also, a memo reveals when Chinese President Xi knew the coronavirus outbreak was severe and an epidemic. Oh, and here's a spoiler alert. He didn't tell us. We've got a lot to get into, and it starts right now. Welcome to the News and Why It Matters. I'm Sarah Gonzalez. I said.
I don't know what you said. He's Xi Jinping to me. I mean, it's just like if you're.
I don't know Chinese.
I'm not French, so I'm not going to call you Henri. It's Henry.
Right. Xi Jinping. What is wrong with that, Jason?
She.
You know what? If I see an X and an I, I'm going to say Xi, all right? And you're going to like it, okay? Because I'm not Chinese. I don't know, all right? I'm going to pronounce it the best I can. I don't expect you guys to say chorizo. All right, you're going to be like, I want a chorizo and egg burrito. Anyway, I'm Sarah Gonzalez, today joined by Chad Prather, host of The Chad Prather Show, and Jason Buttrell, who is already giving me crap, chief researcher
of the
program. We're really excited to be here, as you can tell. Let's get into President Trump, who has ordered all funding to the World Health Organization to be halted immediately over all of this coronavirus scandal. Here is a little bit of what President Trump had to say yesterday.
Today, I'm instructing my administration to halt funding of the World Health Organization while a review is conducted to assess the World Health Organization's role in severely mismanaging and covering up the spread of the coronavirus. Everybody knows what's going on there. American taxpayers provide between $400 million and $500 million per year to the WHO. In contrast, China contributes roughly $40 million a year and even less. As the organization's leading sponsor, the United States has a duty to insist on full accountability. One of the most dangerous and costly decisions from the WHO was its disastrous decision to oppose travel restrictions from China and other nations. They were very much opposed to what we did. Fortunately, I was not convinced and suspended travel from China.
Now, I want to get into how this kind of plays along with the other top headline of the day, which is the memo that revealed that Chinese president.
Xi.
Actually, I do kind of like, because I feel like I'm calling him a Xi. I feel like it's insulting, so I'm going to go with it. President Xi Jinping.
Xi Jinping.
Am I doing it?
I like it.
Sure.
Okay. He knew that the outbreak was an epidemic and severe and was transmissible human to human and still let it go on for days and days and days. So I do want to get into that. But just off the top, off the cuff, Chad, halting all funding to the World Health Organization.
Oh, hell
yeah. It's about damn time.
Look at Xi over there. Look at that picture of him. Kind of looks like Glenn Beck. Kind of looks like Glenn Beck,
doesn't he,
with dark hair. Yeah, look at him.
This is
like Beck. He probably has a conspiracy going on. Listen, let me tell you something. I am 100% for it. I mean, forget it, man. Stop with all this nonsense. The UN and everything associated with them is as useless as tits on a boar. They really are. They are useless. How many times have you ever been sick and said, I wonder what the World Health Organization would say about my diagnosis? No one's going to do that. Oh, my God. We got the Center for Disease Control right here in America that can't control disease. They don't know. If you go to the CDC right now, and I'm just going to use them as an example, because the WHO ain't far behind them, and I don't mean Roger Daltrey. I'm talking about the World Health Organization. CDC says that this year in the first quarter, between 25,000 and 65,000 people have died of the flu. That's a big gap. That's a 40,000 person gap that they don't even know how many people have died from influenza. We're not talking about the Chinese virus. We're talking about the flu. So the WHO doesn't know. They don't know what the hell's going on. I mean, Trump says, well, you know what's going on with that. Everybody knows what's going on. The guy is great. We need $500 million here in America. We need that pumped back into this economy because we've put it voluntarily on life support when it didn't need it. So, yeah, let's have it. And don't forget, my social media blew up yesterday with people saying Trump wants to just kill everybody. He just wants to kill everybody.
Oh.
What planet do you live on? on.
And by the way, if you think Trump is that horrible, oh, that'd be really great for re-election.
Yeah.
Right?
What about back when, that's really going to be great for the folks, you know, they're going to turn out and vote for him. I want to read something to you here, and we'll get to Buttrell. He knows some things. January 31st, by the way, in the middle of January, the World Health Organization said it's not communicable between people.
Yeah, let's pull that up. We have that tweet. It's from January 14th.
Okay, pull it up. Then I want to share something real
there
quick. I'm going to capitalize on this.
Preliminary investigations conducted by the Chinese authorities have found no clear evidence of human-to-human transmission of the novel coronavirus. That was January 14th.
Okay, let's take it to New York. Remember, New York's the epicenter, right? Everybody's dying in New York, which, by the way, the New York Times, who I hate to quote, just added 3,700 people to their list of 10,000 that are dead who never even tested positive for coronavirus, but because they died in the time of corona, then they automatically are dead because of corona. So, January 31st, POTUS says, no travel from China. Everybody calls him a racist. Osiris Barbeau, New York City Health Commissioner, on February 2nd, she says, no, that's misinformation. February 2nd, Mark Levine, New York City Health Council, says, hey, huge crowds. We need to get down there in the crowds. Powerful defiance against the coronavirus scare being, you know, utilized by the POTUS. February 24th, Pelosi says, hey, Chinatown, people come down, join the crowds. Bill de Blasio, March 2nd, he tells New York's, go out on the town, visit the cinema. Who really wants to kill people? Mm-hmm. I'm done.
Jason, that's a hard to follow up.
Yes,
but
I will try.
And I do want to hear from you because I know that you have been on top of how deep whose relationship goes with China.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, this tweet is just kind of, it's just the tip of the iceberg, I think, with how much Hu is in bed with China and repeating Chinese communist propaganda, which certainly doesn't protect America when it comes down to it, even though we're the ones who are providing the brunt of the funding for the World Health Organization. Yeah,
the vast majority of their funding comes directly from us. And that's true across the board on programs just like this organization's. We provide way too much funding. Yeah, and the UN, what a dumpster fire that is. Mm-hmm. Absolutely worthless to begin with. And pretty much everywhere they go, they spread a bunch of chaos. I mean, it's remember what happened in Haiti, for crying out loud. Anyway, but that's a tangent. We should not. It's absolutely ridiculous that we spend $500 million to an organization to where China, as the president said, only gives them $40 million. But that's just in funds that we know of that we don't know about political favors. And that's where I'm getting at with the WHO. They're absolutely doing political favors.
Sure.
From the moment this began, every time the Chinese said something, the WHO backed them up. I mean, it is ridiculous. They talk about non-human-human transfer on January 14th. We've seen that the Chinese, through leaks, they had this virus fully sequenced by the end of December. Fully sequenced. So they knew everything about it, all of its, you know, the complete, I'm not a scientist, but the genetic breakdown and DNA of the entire virus, they fully sequenced. Are you telling me that they didn't know that it was transmittable by human to human? Of course they knew. Mm-hmm. And that report that I think you were just talking about through the AP, or... Have we talked about that yet?
Go ahead.
That report from the AP said that they knew, in fact, that and they were conspiring on, you know, from the inside channels to say, look, let's not let this information get out. Let's go ahead and let the Lunar New Year celebration carry on.
Which was, I mean, like, it was a mass banquet for tens of thousands of people and millions began traveling through for those Lunar New Year celebrations. So we're not talking about a small amount of people.
And what the AP, their verbiage on it was very, very careful. They were like, we don't know if this started at the top or if it started at the bottom. And because they were so scared to report to, you know, the president, Xi and the rest of them, that because they're, you know, communist bureaucracy or what. But this is absolutely Chernobyl. And we've heard a lot of people on the left say, is this President Trump's Chernobyl? No, this is a carbon copy of Chernobyl, but it happening with the virus in China. Mm. It's exactly that was the entire reason. Like, communist bureaucracy was what kept them from doing something about that in the very beginning. They could have gotten all those people out and they'd have been safe. Yeah. Exactly the same in China. Mm-hmm. When are leftists going to wake up to this? I mean, it's some kind of catastrophe happens. Like, you know, after the Cold War, Soviet Union goes down. By and large, socialists kind of went away. They tucked their tail between their legs. They went under a rock. And then this happens every decade or so. They pop back out once the bad PR has gone away and say, look, this is what we need. I mean, guys, if there's any reason at all to vote for Donald Trump, exhibit A right here. This is what you're getting. I'm sorry, but the entire Democratic Party is moving that direction.
Yeah.
Bernie's out. His ideas are still alive. He's pretty much driving the agenda right now. Mm. You have Bernie, but he pretty much wants exactly the same as what is you have Biden, but you have pretty much exactly what he wants, what Bernie wants.
Yeah.
That's the left right now.
They demand it. That's why he had, whether he believes it or not, Joe Biden has to give it to him. Because that's what they're demanding.
Why else would Bernie be endorsing him right now?
Right.
He's endorsing him because Biden and back channels saying, look, this is the direction we're going anyway.
What they're
going
to get. That's There's no question get. About that. Oh, my gosh. Jason Buttrell. I love that you compared that to Chernobyl in the way that you did. And people have been asking that question. And since people don't read books, go watch the miniseries that recently came out about Chernobyl. Just watch it and see how communists espouse their propaganda. That's what they do in China. And the idea that China wants to come out and say, well, we've only had, what, 3,800 people who have died from this. They're so full of crap. I mean, the idea that they can continue to proliferate this communist propaganda and force feed it to their people. And by order of law, you got to believe it. They think the rest of the world's that stupid, too.
Yeah,
they do. So go watch that. They hit it. They hit it. They swept it under the rug. And of course, they knew what was going on in China. And here we are.
And the problem to circle back around to WHO, the problem with organizations like the WHO is supposed to be an international organization, but their leadership always comes from different parts of the world. Mm-hmm. The current leader comes from Ethiopia. And I believe we talked about it on this show, but Glenn talked about it on his show as well. But Ethiopia is one of the prime places where China is trying to take over Africa.
Sure.
Their Belt and Road Initiative, Ethiopia owes them. They're kind of doing economic warfare on all those little countries in Ethiopia. The way they're doing that is they're moving in. They're saying, hey, don't worry about it. We're going to front all the bills. You're going to have to pay us back eventually. But we're going to build all your roads. We're going to build your railroads, all this stuff. And Ethiopia was, they're called, I think it was actually called the gateway to China's Belt and Road.
Mm-hmm.
Ethiopia's are the current WHO director used to be in the government. Mm-hmm. So he has strong ties to them. Right when China was built, was doing all these initiatives, Ethiopia can never pay those bills back with money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have organizations like the WHO where many of their people that work for them still operate in that system. That's ridiculous. When an organization like that that's supposed to be trusted, like the WHO, can be, you know, basically, you know, like a mobster, you know, trying to break someone's leg and saying, you will do this for us. Mm-hmm. That's the relationship right now. And we should not be funding them. No. Absolutely not. And I'm so glad he did this. This is nothing political at all. In fact, when the director of the WHO said that President Trump shouldn't be politicizing this at this point, they're the one that started it.
Yeah.
They're the one that started it.
Well, and also speaking of politicizing it, you know, they are also the ones who came out and said that this pandemic should not be a reason to stop allowing access to abortion. I'm like, who really is politicizing this when you guys are over here trying to talk about abortion in the middle of an upper respiratory virus pandemic? And you guys are going to use that to talk about abortion? Seems a little bit weird. You know, we talk about a lot about China and how a lot of people here in America refuse to see how awful the Chinese government really is. And yes, we mean the Chinese government. We don't mean the Chinese people, obviously, people.
Xi.
Yeah, thank you. You know, we had the whole big issue with the NBA backing China not that long ago. A lot of NBA players did not want to say anything bad about their overlords over in China.
Hollywood.
Yeah, Hollywood as well.
The virtue kings and queens of the entire country.
Yes. Well, so now I would love to hear their commentary on this, because McDonald's had to apologize after there was a McDonald's in China that refused service to African Americans. Now, this was after reports of a large African migrant community.
Blacks, not African Americans. Blacks. Okay. They were from Africa.
Right.
That's a large African community there in that industrial city. Okay.
Yes, I apologize.
I'm with you. I'm in that mood.
Community. No, you go off. You go off.
African Americans. It's black.
And so there was a large Black community who, I guess, there were reports that they had the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. And so they just put a sign on the door that said Black people cannot come to this restaurant.
Let me go back to his point. And I'm going to tie this back in. Watch what I do here. I'm going to take you on a little journey. China's out of arable land. They can't farm. They have nothing left. They don't have anything. So they have to go into Venezuela. They have to go into Africa. They have to go into America, believe it or not. Yeah, they own a lot of land here. They have to go in there and find arable land in order to make crops to feed their 1.45 billion people, right? So they go in there and they take over places like Ethiopia. Well, guess what happens in this industrial place? A lot of Africans wind up moving to China, because you don't think of China as being a place where a lot of Africans would go, but they're there. And all they want is a Whopper. I mean, a Big Mac, whatever. I don't know. It's all the same. It tastes the same. It's from the same processed soybean. I don't know. Which, again, they can't grow in China because they don't have any arable land. So here they are. They just want to go in there and get some extra Mac sauce, a couple of nuggies. That's all they want. And they're like, nope, nope. Can't come in here. You can't come in here. And McDonald's gets wind of this, and they're like, no, whoa, hey, dude. This is a PR nightmare. Now, we don't care about your PR. That's what went down, man. So they shuttered the windows. Out, no McDonald's.
Yeah.
I'll take a pandemic over that any day.
I mean, Jason, it'll be interesting to see if any of these NBA players, I mean, the NBA is predominantly black, if they have any sort of response to how China just treated black people.
I'm sure they would. I'm sure that they would want to respond. But the NBA will not let them, guaranteed. The NBA, that's how ridiculous the relationship is between American businesses and China is. Because like you said, 1.5 billion people, that trumps morality, that trumps virtue. Mm-hmm. That's exactly why no one in Hollywood will come out and say, why are you jailing millions of Muslims over there? And at the same time, they'll criticize the Muslim travel ban.
Right.
Even though it wasn't a Muslim travel ban. But the same, they'll talk about that, but they won't talk about that. Why? Because their bosses, the producers and the studio owners are like, don't talk about that because we got a multi-million dollar movie or the Avengers or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's just, we want a really good box office in China. So let's just not talk about that. Meanwhile, all you people that voted for Trump are very bad because of the Muslim ban. Shut up. Mm. It's absolutely ridiculous. And again, those are the kings and queens of American virtue, supposedly. They're the ones that tell you why you're such a bad person when they're the ones that support organizations like China and the
corporate communist. McDonald's came out and said, look, this is not representative of us. We're very inclusive. I don't think anybody's ever doubted that. McDonald's. Like, I go to McDonald's, I get my nuggies out, and I got to talk through the plexiglass. I don't know what she's saying to me. Spanish. I don't know. We know you're inclusive. We know. But that's what you get in China.
I would also say I don't think McDonald's calls them nuggies, and I have some questions for you off air on why you continue to call them nuggies.
Why not?
When we come back, Andrew Cuomo signs an executive order requiring all New Yorkers to wear face coverings when they're out in public. We'll get into that first. We want to thank our sponsor, NetSuite. Now, there is obviously enough uncertainty to go around right now, and no one is feeling that more than business owners, especially you small business owners, you true entrepreneurs at heart. With so many critical decisions to make, you need the right numbers. You need them right now. NetSuite by Oracle is the world's number one cloud business system, and it reduces the uncertainty by giving you visibility and control. You can obviously access it when you're away from the office, when you're sitting on your couch in quarantine, wherever you at, you've got your information on the cloud. They give you financials, cash flow, payroll, inventory. Everything is in one place. So you really know your numbers, you really know your bottom line, and you can have total control of your business. Like I said, you can work from anywhere with immediate clarity on critical information right at your fingertips. You don't have to guess. You don't have to wait. You can make smarter decisions with confidence. You've got the visibility into your numbers. Join Blaze Media and over 20,000 companies who trust NetSuite to stay in control. You can receive your free guide, Managing Business Uncertainty, and schedule your free product tour right now. It is netsuite.com/Y. Again, I mean, if you like growing businesses, you like profiting, I hope you do. Otherwise, you shouldn't be running a business. Don't wait. Get your free guide and schedule your free product tour. That is netsuite.com/Y. netsuite.com/Y.
Let me see.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is signing an executive order requiring all New Yorkers to wear face coverings in public. Obviously, New York City especially is a hotspot for the coronavirus pandemic here in America. So mask or face covering. If you're riding on public transit where it's impossible to maintain social distancing, or if you're walking on a busy sidewalk, you must wear a face covering like a bandana or a mask. And this is expected to go into effect on Friday. I don't know. I don't know if I could do it. I don't know if I could do it. I just went to the hospital recently for my checkup, and they made us put on the masks, and I could barely get through wearing the mask just for a couple minutes because I felt like I was going to suffocate in the darn thing. Chad, what are your thoughts on this?
There's a lot.
There's a lot going on up there?
There's a lot. So first of all, what I want to know is this. Wear the masks. Put them on. And if you don't realize, people in China, people in Europe, people in New York City, they're very close to each other. Mm-hmm. They breathe a lot of the same air. They live in buildings where, you know, there's recirculated air throughout the buildings with a couple of little fiberglass filters that are hopefully getting rid of this kind of stuff, and it's not. You're breathing each other's stuff. It's like living on an airplane, right? You're right there. You're crushed up against people, and you're used to not having your own private space. We're kind of accustomed to that. We live in Texas. Here's the thing. Wear your masks, okay? And in 2 weeks, I want you to get back to us and tell us if that made the difference. Because
yeah.
I want to know, which is it? You said that even if we social distance, that tens of thousands of people are going to die. And now that tens of thousands of people haven't died, they're saying it's because we social distanced. So which is it? I want to know the answer to that. I give it to you. If you want to wear the mask, wear the mask. You're an American. You still have liberty, even though you're trying to give it up. But I have a feeling at this point, if somebody said, get on this train car, we're going to take you to a place called Auschwitz, and it is going to cure you and make sure you never get coronavirus. I got a feeling people would line up to get on that train car to go to that extermination camp, right? And that is a long, that is a very long stretch of a metaphor there, an example to use that. But that's where we've gone to. This is getting too close to a point of tyranny. If you want to wear a mask, choose to wear a mask. Yeah. If you need to isolate or quarantine. If you need to get away from people because you have an underlying or an immune system that is just not good, mm-hmm. everybody's like, do you want people to die? No, I don't. But I'm also not a premeditated murderer because I advance the causes of liberty and make sure people have a choice. Mm-hmm. We've had people who work here who are in chemotherapy, and they come in, they're wearing their mask, and we don't go hugging all over them. We don't breathe on them. We don't, you know, hey, touch their face. We're not doing that because they have a compromised immune system.
And they were among one of the first people to start working from home.
Exactly. So when situations like that happen, there's a lot of things that are going on with a lot of people out there. This is not the only thing killing people today. And it's really, in the grand scheme of things, it's killing a lot of people.
Woo, so, you're gonna get hell.
I'm already catching the hell. I don't even care. You're
not allowed to say that for some reason.
Look,
You're not allowed to engage in looking at statistics.
I want Jason Smart, and I want to go to him. But let me just say, and I want you to watch my show next, okay? I want you to watch Chad Prather's show because I get on this. You're going to die one day. I know this is hard for you. You're gonna die. Something's gonna kill you. Something. And I hope it's a long time from now. Gonna die. You're here first.
Jason.
No one is forcing me. I'm never wearing one of those damn masks because they look stupid.
I will say, can I just say really quickly?
You can buy some at watchchad.com, but whatever.
Can you?
No.
It was a couple weeks ago. I bought like pink camo bandanas.
Did you?
Just in case. I was like, they're gonna force me to wear a mask. It's gonna be cute.
Well, the bandanas right? look a little cooler.
Yeah.
So I'd be more inclined to do
also,
that.
Also, a little bit more like bad A, right?
Yeah.
Like, you don't know if she's going to mess up my stuff.
You don't know if she's here to rob me or if she's scared of the virus. That's kind of cool. I agree. But I'm never doing any of that stupid crap. And no one's ever forcing me to wear that stupid crap.
Right.
In the United States of America, no one's telling me to put something on. Mm-hmm. They're not effing doing it.
Not doing it.
I'm not doing it. And I'm sorry. Like, the more you... I've said this before, but there needs to be, whether this, you know, who needs to take the lead on this is state legislatures. Mm-hmm. State legislatures need to get together, even though in New York it's not going to happen because it's all progressive filled. But hopefully here in Texas, there's been some measures that have been blanket measures that I don't agree with. Mm-hmm. There's like places like, I don't know, like San Angelo, Texas, or Big Spring, Texas, that don't have the issues that Dallas County has, mm-hmm. but I'm not calling those two communities out because I don't really know, but there's been others, but they're doing heavy-handed actions like they're doing in Dallas County. That's not needed, mm-hmm. right?
Right?
I mean, the Governor Abbott
has... Collin County, which is right next to Dallas County. Even
right.
Collin County does not have the cases or the deaths that Dallas County
right.
has. We're still being subjected to the stay-at-home crap.
Right. So I think that state legislators need to say, okay, now that you've done this, now that you've pissed all over the Constitution, I want to know why you did it. So be fully transparent with all the data. If Cuomo doesn't have to, because it's already the People's Republic of New York. Mm-hmm. You know, like, he doesn't have to. They're going to, and it's your prerogative and option to move the heck out of there, which millions and millions of people are doing every single year because of that stupid crap. They're doing the same thing in California, and then pretty much they're coming to Texas, and they're still voting blue for some freaking weird reason. Yeah. It makes absolutely no sense. But this is the United States. No one has the right to force you into doing these things.
Yeah.
They just don't. And they need to be held accountable after the fact.
So I want to hear what both of you would have to say, because this is an argument that I hear back often, and it drives me bonkers. When someone, to both of your points, they would say, well, if your right to liberty infringes on my right to liberty, you don't have that right anymore. And I'm like, but it's not infringing on your, like, we all have the right to stay home or go out, right? We all have the right to wear masks or not wear masks. I don't see how that particular right infringes upon someone else's liberty. I get communicable diseases. I get that. But it's just interesting that people don't have the same regard when you're talking about, you know, it's my right to eat whatever the hell I want. And if I get super obese and I die from it, that was my right to treat my body and do whatever I want with my body, right? Like, but somehow now we have an upper respiratory virus and you're not, you have to wear masks, you have to protect yourself. It just seems really odd coming from a place where it's like, no one gave a crap what you did with your body if you wanted to take yourself into an early grave. And now all of a sudden you have a duty to protect your body. I get it, you got to protect others too, but doesn't everyone have that right to a certain extent?
Yeah, what's scary though is that people are not, they don't think in America that way anymore. And that's really what scares me. Like, what made America so different and why everyone in Europe and everywhere else in the world was laughing at us back in the 1700s is they're like, oh my gosh, that's never going to work. People accountable for themselves,
right.
Personal responsibility. Like, in their eyes, if there was a pandemic, then they would lock it down. And the people would be perfectly fine with that. They'd just tell us what to do and we'll do it. Americans back in that day would have been, what do I need to do to be personally responsible for my neighbor?
Right.
That's how we used to think in this country. Yeah. So me saying, I'm never going to let anybody tell me what to wear, but don't get me wrong, I'm going to be personally responsible for me and you guys.
Right.
I'm not going to go out if I feel sick.
Right.
I'm not going to go into heavily populated areas, you know, and help spread this thing around because I'm personally responsible.
Right.
I'm not going to wait for the government to step in. That's when you screw up.
Mm.
Like those spring break kids in Florida.
Right.
Like, you are being a-holes to the rest of the people in your communities.
Yeah.
Because now you force the government to step in.
Yeah.
When you all cram-packed in there and help spread this thing.
And I kind of think, Chad, it's one thing, we could have the conversation, but it's one thing to say if you have already been confirmed as sick with this, you have to stay home, you have to quarantine. I still kind of have a problem with that, but let's set that off to the side. It's another thing to tell people you have to do this, you have to wear face masks without any confirmation that they're even sick. Like, I can't transmit something that I don't have.
Yeah, I mean, okay, bad analogy, but let's say I get in the car today or the truck and I'm driving home and somebody steps out in front of me or they drive out in front of me and I hit them and I kill them. It's going to happen somewhere in America today, tonight. It's going to happen. So it wasn't my fault per se.
Right.
You know, the only fault I had was I was using my right to drive my vehicle and they drove out in front of me. Do I forfeit that right? Should I have not been driving because their health and safety was going to be threatened in some way? It's a bad analogy, but it doesn't ultimately, you get the point. It doesn't line up in that way.
Yep.
America's about personal responsibility.
Yes.
Yep.
And we've lost that. I mean, this reminds me of the Roman Catholic Church, you know, as centuries have gone by, where they say, you don't read the Bible, we'll leave that for the priest to do, because you aren't smart enough to understand what it really says. So we're going to read it for you, and we're going to interpret it for you. That's what people are doing to the Constitution. It's what they're doing to American liberties, and we're just lining up to obey the overlords.
Mm. Well, sad but true. All right, we've got a lot more coming up. First, we want to thank our sponsor, Black Rifle Coffee Company, which is getting me through quarantine right now. I don't even want to get up in the mornings. I'm going to be honest. I'm like, this sucks. This is awful. I don't want to homeschool my kid. I'm sorry if you think that makes me a bad mom. I didn't sign up for it with a full-time job. previously, before I had this job, I was like, I was homeschooling in kindergarten. I loved it. I had the time to do it. Now I don't have time to do it. But Black Rifle is what gets me through the day, especially with their double caffeinated blend. Yes, I'm drinking a small amount of it. I know I'm not allowed to have a certain amount of caffeine. All right, I got it. But Black Rifle Coffee Club is what you really want to get into, especially while you are sitting at home. You can go on their website, look at all the different varieties that they have, pick your favorite blends, and they will ship it directly to your home. You're getting a discount on all of the coffee that you're buying, and you're getting free shipping. I got you another discount on top of that. If you go to blackriflecoffee.com/Y, it is blackriflecoffee.com/Y. If you enter discount code Y, that's W-H-Y, you will get 20% off on top of that. So you're getting a discount on top of a discount. No reason not to do it. Ship it directly to your house. You don't have to go out to the grocery store in the middle of a pandemic to get the world's best coffee. It is Black Rifle Coffee Club.com. I'm sorry, blackriflecoffee.com/Y, promo code Y. Operation Gridlock is underway at the Michigan State Capitol. There are like thousands of people who, if we could show this this video, they are lining up to the exit. They've got American flags. The backup goes for miles. This is all of these people who are lining up to protest Governor Gretchen Whitmer's stay at home order. Now, this is, of course, we've talked about it on the show. It is one of the most restrictive stay at home orders in the country. You can't grow your own plants. You can't grow your own vegetables, apparently. You can't buy like random stuff from the store like seeds.
But you can buy pot.
Yeah, you can buy pot. You can buy alcohol. So alcohol, very, very essential. Growing your own vegetables in the time of a pandemic, not so essential, according to Governor Whitmer. Some protesters had signs that said tyranny is worse than the virus. And honk if you love liberty. You know, you guys are talking about this, and I think it is a very real thing that is thankfully growing in within these Americans who I think maybe at first were okay with being told to stay home. And we were all like, guys, you don't wanna, that's not what America's about. And they were like, well, we can do it for the virus. And now I think there is just a growing feeling within Americans who maybe have been okay with it at first, who are like, we're not gonna do it anymore. We're not gonna do it anymore. You need to open the city back up. You cannot treat us like this. We live in America.
Yeah, so I got a few things to say on this. First off, all the people that are all the people that's sitting in that line right there, I guarantee you've seen on social media or in the media, some people saying, oh my gosh, they're just trying to get people killed. They're saying that from their home offices. They're still getting paid because they have a job like I do.
Yeah. Right.
You know, this doesn't bother them. So they can sit back and they can be like, oh my gosh, those people. But I guarantee you every single person in there probably has a family member or themselves probably lost their job. Yep. They worked in the food service, they worked in something like that, and they're not working right now.
So, and it's not just that they're not working because the government has forced them out of a job.
Exactly right. I tell you what, the more you see people like this governor in Michigan, or you see Cuomo in New York forcing people to do things, or was this in Louisiana where, like you said, at first they were fine with it. Okay, I'll just let you do this for a little bit. Mm-hmm. But don't push too far. Mm-hmm. Now you have that there was that church where they tried to have a drive-in church service and police turned them away. I'm sorry, you have no right to do that. Mm-hmm. Now the powers that are given to the state governments, you have this authority, but it has to be matched with an actual reason for it.
Right.
So you can't just do it just because whatever the hell you wanted to do, and you're like, okay, I'm the governor, so I'm doing this. No. There is checks and balances on that. How can you say that people that are sitting in their freaking car listening to, the broadcast on their devices, and they're just all in the parking lot in their car, are spreading the virus? They're not. No. So I hope every single cop that enforced that law, they're held accountable for that, or at least the commander, the police chief, or whatever that told them to do that, and that goes all the way up the chain of command. But this needs to happen, all the way to the top, all the way to the governor's office. Now, you're going to see more stuff like this, I think. Mm-hmm. I saw a story where Ammon Bundy was organizing some people in Idaho where they're going to be like, no, we're screw that. It's going to come to civil unrest. It's going to do that. The more they push, Americans are not going to stand for that. I guarantee you there's more people like us around this table than there are like the people that are willing to just curl up and say, please, whatever you want to do, I'll do it. No, that's not what this country's about.
Yeah, Chad, I just saw there was a county in Florida that enforced a curfew from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. And they did clarify, even if you are out walking your dog, you're still going to get a ticket.
I'm going to jail. If I live in that county, I'm going to jail.
Same.
Kiss my ass.
Well, I'm like, what about the people who have nighttime jobs?
Look, here's the deal. What, are you telling me something's more communicable when the sun's down? I mean, that's dumb. I mean, let's put yourself in this. First of all, Jason, I want to ask you a question. Just simple yes or no. Do you think that she is really doing this on a power trip, or does she have people's best interests at heart?
A power trip.
Power trip.
It just seems that way, right? Because if I had a cabin on the lake and I wanted to go quarantine the cabin on the lake, I'm putting my boots on, I'm going to my damn cabin. That's where I'm going, and you can arrest me if that's the deal, but I'm going. If nothing else, just to prove a point, you're not going to do that. So back to your thing. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to do, you can kill me over it. I'm going to do what I want to do. By God, here's the thing. You want to say, well, human life, this and that. Men and women have given precious blood for this country, for you to have the liberty that you have, and for you to spit on it by saying, I'm going to let some elected official that is in place to represent me because you are there. It's not. I had somebody come to me on social media and they said, well, it ain't about Trump. It's about the governors. No, it's about we the people. It's about we the people. And if you're so stupid as to think that a mask or social distancing or the fact that we're sitting around this table from a distance, that I'm not breathing her microbes right now that are coming out of her beautiful colored tan Mexican lips. I'm telling you, I'm breathing every bit of it. I'm breathing every. Do you know how much DNA is in this nasty bowl of fake flowers that has been with Glenn Beck for 13 years?
It has.
Look, I know that this one comes out. You know how I know? Because I've been here. I can smell it. Now I'm gonna be one of those NBA guys that touched a microphone against the coronavirus. So be it! I refuse to let the liberty that men and women have died to give me go to hell because of this woman that got elected in Michigan. No!
Amen.
No!
Hey, all right, I didn't do
it. I'm walking the dog.
Okay, Lord, back in a minute. Back in a minute.
Give him my leash.
Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
She's hot.
A very good friend of the program. She's really not.
No, she's really not.
she blasted her own party yesterday for its attempts to silence any discussion of the recent allegations of sexual assault against Joe Biden. She said that it is legitimate to talk about the allegations and that she finds that kind of silencing of all dissent to be a form of gaslighting.
So was that her? Is that what she said? It's okay to talk about them?
She said,
is that a quote?
She said, she was saying in response to a questioner who said that she really resented the fact that the other choice is someone who has a really long history of being creepy to women, meaning President Trump and Joe Biden, they both have it. And what Ocasio-Cortez said was, what you're voicing is so legitimate and real. That's why I find this kind of silencing of all dissent to be a form of gaslighting.
Okay, so kudos to her for that. I appreciate that.
I think it's legitimate to talk about these things. But, and if we want to have integrity, you can't say both believe women support all of this until it inconveniences
you. I agree. And all you got to do is, you just got to look at the little feud going on, the Hollywood feud between Rose McGowan and Alyssa Milano.
So good.
Which is just kind of, it's fun to watch,
I
but I don't like either one of them, whatever. I don't care. Like,
Both wrong, though, so it's great to watch.
They're both wrong.
Neither of them are right.
And you have to understand, I don't have any animosity in me for really anyone. I just like to make fun of people because they say stuff and it's like, hey, really? I do it. You make fun of me, I get to do the same thing. It's just a guilty pleasure. So I'm glad she says what she says. But this whole thing about let's talk about it. They didn't just talk about Christine Blasey Ford. Mm-hmm. They didn't just talk about that. They ran that man through the ringer.
Mm-hmm. He was guilty until proven innocent.
Exactly.
For something that allegedly happened 35 years ago.
And this has nothing to do with sexual assault, but look at Nick Sandman, you know, when the guy's beating a drum in his face and he's sitting there and grinning. They ran him through the ringer over this.
He says he's still getting death threats.
It's ridiculous. So I want to do more than talk about it. To be fair,
I don't give AOC any kudos here because she has every this. She would love to attack Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really think she believes in the whole. I think the believe all women thing was just convenient for them at the time because it let them. It was in the Me Too era and it let them try to knock out certain people like Kavanaugh. I don't give her any kudos because she's a non-Democrat in the Democrat Party. And Joe Biden is now the face of the Democrat Party.
Do you think she just hasn't been in Washington long enough to truly know how the game is played?
I think she's just stupid, and that's why she doesn't
know how
the game
is played. You think
she's stupid? Oh, absolutely.
I understand the ideological aspect of what you're saying, because I go with that.
Yeah.
I see that. I mean, I say kudos to the rhetoric, but again, I think at the end of the day, it's just rhetoric.
Yeah, oh, sure.
It's just rhetoric.
Yeah, I personally, and if we compare Kavanaugh, and especially the media is god-awful when you compare Kavanaugh versus Biden, because Blasey Ford, let's just take a look at that really quick.
She had no corroboration.
She had no corroboration. Not only that, but they actually said, no, I don't think they were even at the same party. Yeah. Like, it was bad. Yeah. The only thing they had was a very passionate, you know, testimony. That's all they had. That's literally all they had.
It was. I mean, she cried.
I just wanted to clean her glasses.
She didn't seem like she was all there.
It was bad.
She was on a benzodiazepine. I mean, yeah. I'm sitting there watching it with my nurse practitioner wife, and she's like, she's on meds.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife, who should have been feeling the sympathy there, she cried when Brett Kavanaugh got up there.
I was angry listening to Christine Blasey Ford.
The Biden allegation, though, was much stronger, really, when you compare them.
Yep.
Because she actually mentioned to her friends that something had happened.
At the time, not years and years and years later.
In counseling.
And, oh, by the way, still didn't name who it was. It was just an unnamed person.
Right.
Yeah, definitely a lot more corroboration there.
So just on that right there, the media should be going all in on this. All in. They're not. In fact, they're actually kind of attacking it instead of even offering up questions, saying, hey, this is something we should talk about. Forget the fact that Democrats are acting completely different. I mean, we expect that because they're hypocrites and we don't expect them to go after Biden. I cannot believe the state the media has gotten themselves in right now. They're already so uncredible. We do not believe a thing they say, but they just keep, when you think they can't double down on it, they double down on it again.
Mm-hmm.
This has got to stop at some point, doesn't it?
I guess when they get run out of business.
Which I think is happening.
I think so too.
There's so many, I mean, and we're kind of at ground zero with that business, but there's so many upstarts happening. There's so many other ways that you don't have to go to the New York Times to get like investigative reporting. You don't have to go to the Washington Post.
In fact, I judge people who still go there. I'm like, you're still reading the New York Times. What the hell is wrong with you?
You look at the deal. I mean, is that, that's a dumb talk? I don't know. Anyway, I get confused sometimes. I don't know. Like, I go to it just to see the hypocrisy and the back and forth and the self-contradictory thing with that because they're like, oh, well, he doesn't have a pattern, but here's a pattern of the sexual harassment stuff. So I see stuff like that. But all you got to do is look at the press conference Monday where Trump says, okay, y'all watch your stuff. Mm-hmm. He puts it up on the screen, steps out of the way, and the networks flipped over.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let you watch it.
Couldn't handle it.
They wouldn't let you watch it. That right there ought to tell you all you need to know.
Oh, so true. Back in a minute. Don't, you can't watch our own reporting. No, don't. Yeah. No, we didn't. It's fine.
Don't replay what I said.
I said it all right, but I don't want you replaying it. All right, yesterday's poll. How do you feel about Trump's fiery response to reporters at yesterday's press briefing? 86% of you loved it. 10% of you, mixed reaction, followed by 4% who hated it. I'm assuming that those are liberal trolls taking the poll because I can't imagine you would be judging the mainstream media fairly and think that there was a problem with President Trump calling them out for their own reporting. Today's poll, what concerns you more, the coronavirus or an economic collapse? I'm pretty sure I know y'all's answers, but I'm going to ask you anyway.
You know the answer. I mean, do we have to?
An economic collapse.
Economic collapse.
Yes.
Jason.
Yeah.
They keep adjusting the models.
They keep adjusting the models.
Taking them down. You
know, not those kind
and
of
down.
Nothing,
and down.
Nothing disputes the fact that 95%, I've said this before, but this is the fact about this that I cannot get over. 95% of the cases are mild.
Mild.
You'll think it's allergies. Mm-hmm. It's only 5% that have to go to the hospital.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
All right, well, let us know what you think. You can go to The Blaze's Twitter. That is, of course, at The Blaze. Gentlemen, thanks for being here. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Dang, weirdo.
So many things.
Thanks for listening to the News and Why It Matters. We hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you'd like to watch the program, become a Blaze TV subscriber and start your free trial now at blazetv.com.